not.
Veto.
Those circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that
a...
That means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, we're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
China's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
All right, it's Dave Plyer for Bob Surratt. Dave Schwann with me every Friday night around 9:30. Dave and I talk a little history, something we've been doing for 8 years, 7 years, something like that.
Maybe more like 10.
Yeah, it might be. First Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882 in New York City, right, Dave?
Yes, that's right. That was a forerunner to what we have today. And, of course, there's a great connection to Labor Day right here in Chicago. As we always talk about on Labor Day, Dave, the Pullman Rail Workers strike in 1894, which was not only nationwide, it led to a nationwide walkout of workers, certainly wanting better wages, better working and living conditions. But at the same time, in July of 1894, things came to a head. The National Guard was called in and 30 people died on the south side around the Pullman Works there, which is now a marvelous national monument run by the National Park Service and the historic Pullman Foundation. It is well worth a visit down there. You can learn a lot. But in order to settle the strike and get the mail moving again in the United States, President Grover Cleveland stepped in, and they worked out a deal to help the workers and also passed legislation in Congress creating Labor Day.
Who can right now get the post office moving again? So, you know, I mean, it literally takes 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to get something somewhere. Does Grover have anybody he knows that maybe he could step in?
Grover hasn't been with us for a little while. But by the way, did you know that Grover Cleveland was the only president to have served two terms but not consecutively?
Yeah, I did know that. And, of course, you know that because you are the man when it comes to history. Labor Day is the third most popular holiday weekend for barbecuing. I know that's a little fact as we go through here. It's the official end of hot dog season, Dave. I know it's very disappointing. According to the National...
No. There's never an end to hot dog season.
According to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which I know you're a member, it begins on Memorial Day and ends on Labor Day. let's see. 68% of Americans say Labor Day is their favorite holiday. Is that because it's maybe the last big one before, you know, really before Thanksgiving?
Everything goes out with a bang.
Yeah, everything does. No question.
Back to school, back to work, etc.
Yep. And one of the traditions of Labor Day was always, besides back to school, and I know so many schools, even CPS started, a couple weeks ago already, so that's no longer... the case. They call it the unofficial end of summer, and you know it extends through late September, and I'm going to refuse to give that up. But it was this day on the Sunday and Monday on Memorial Day weekend, you would turn on, especially here in Chicago, you would turn on WGN TV and watch Jerry Lewis and the MDA telethon. That was a thing
for many years.
Yeah. Countless decades. So Jerry Lewis, whose career as a producer, director, writer, movie star has spanned over seven decades and is host of the telethon, he raised over $1.5 billion through the course
of
that program.
A B. Yeah. Yeah.
And on December 28th, 1951, over 70 years ago, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis concluded their popular NBC TV show with a special appeal to support muscular dystrophy research. And they did that every single week. But the first broadcast for Labor Day, the telethon, was in 1966. And it was on a single New York station. It was not syndicated by any means. And he raised $1 million, you know, for 1966 out of one city. That wasn't too bad. But then he continued each year until the telethon grew into a huge event seen on more than 200 stations, from Bing Crosby to Jack Benny to Adam Sandler to the Friends cast. You know, it was a big deal, especially in the early days. And then Ed McMahon became a stalwart. In his first year, he was guest host for 10 minutes. And the following year, he did it for 8 hours. So, you know, this was an entertainment extravaganza. And I was talking to George Pappas, who's the unofficial or official historian of WGN television. He said Jerry Lewis, when WGN TV became a superstation, came out to Chicago to the WGN studios to ask WGN to carry it permanently, because I guess it bounced around at Channel 44 and a couple other stations, but for WGN to carry it exclusively, because he would get national coverage as well as, you know, being on one of the top stations in Chicago. And there was one year, Dean Martin, holding a cigarette, you know, came on stage, and, you know, it was in 1976. Frank Sinatra just finished a song. He told Lewis, "I've got a friend for you to meet." And these two people, who were the biggest box office draws forever, had not seen each other in 20 years, and he was brought on stage. Let's take a listen.
I don't know.
So how you been?
You know, it seems like we haven't seen each other for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was all those rumors about our breaking up, and then when I started the show and you weren't here, I believed it.
I'll show you guys to your room if you like. The lights are out upstairs, so follow me.
Well, he drinks a lot, this kid.
So you working?
I work 6 weeks a year at the Megum.
The Megum.
And 6 days I do a roast. And
would you excuse us a minute?
I just want to see the wires are all right.
Gee, it's nice to see you.
No,
I'm over here.
I had to come in because I had to go, and this was the closest place.
You always have to go.
I always drink. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was your life.
You get off somewhere. You better get out of here.
I got off last night.
No.
We got a melody to do.
A melody?
Yes.
All right, together?
Yeah, goodbye, yeah. Jerry.
Oh, okay.
So long. It's been nice to see you, Jerry.
Well, there we go again.
Goodbye, folks.
That was pretty historic, Dave, that day that he showed up, because I don't think there was nothing rehearsed. There was nothing. I think they were both just absolutely shocked to see each other again.
Yeah, and I wonder who was the person that got that together.
Well, it was
that
Frank.
Finally coordinated. Was it Frank?
It was Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Frank Sinatra who was, you know, because they were all performing in Vegas at that time, and obviously that's where the telethon was. We'll talk a little bit more about the legacy of this, and we've got a couple other clips to play.
About history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French.
All right, Dave Plyer, 720 WGN, in for Bob Surratt this morning. Dave Schwann joining me on our history segment here, talking a little bit about the legacy of the Jerry Lewis telethon, the MDA telethon. It was 70s and 80s. The show originated at the Sahara until 1982, when it moved to a bigger space at Caesar's Palace. The show continued there until about, 21 and a half hours live on the air, Dave.
I know. And it was, you know, it was one thing after another. It just gained momentum over the years.
It did.
It really did. And then the fact that we had local affiliates joining in, like our own WGN. Dean Richards was involved with it for a while.
Oh, very much
here.
So. Oh, yeah.
And that was the case nationwide in other markets.
No question.
The way it worked.
Now, it was, you know, Lewis continued to host it at least 16 hours of the telethon until, I think, 1999, where he, you know, had some health issues. He had some serious health issues. He was actually the 1 year, and I'm going to play a clip from this. He had to sit at a desk. They set it up almost like the Tonight Show with Carson, and he was, you know, retaining water. He was, you know, so much bigger than he normally was because of the medication he was on. It was kind of hard to watch, and he did the first 5 hours and the last five in a few pre-recorded segments because it was just too much for him. But one of my favorites was Don Rickles, who was on and joined him on stage and pretty much just made fun of him for how he was feeling and what was going on.
So what else is new?
But it was done out of love and respect and all that good stuff. But it was very, very funny. Let's take a listen.
You know, the kids need help, but stop. Don't beg. Don't beg. You were a big star once. You gotta remember who the hell you are. You don't have to sit there and beg for the kids in the wheelchairs. Let them live and be well. God will be good to them. But you don't have to stand here and have a fireman sit here for 8 hours and then you sit with the $3 million and they're walking around going, I'm busting my bed for the lousy $3 million. These guys, they give you the money gladly. How long have you had that? Anyway, you don't got enough. You don't have enough trouble. Now you got a twitch. Man's sitting there like a Jew whale, and he's twitching. There's the old buddy, Ed McMahon. Every night he gets up in the morning and punches Johnny Carson's picture. How you doing, big guy?
Good, Don. You're looking good.
I look
good.
In your trailer, the booze is running down the stairs. We used to drink together. You didn't do that. You were busy chasing broads. Anyway, you folks don't know this guy. When he was with Dean, rest his soul, this man was in heat 24 hours a day. That's why I got the bad back and everything. Sliding off those broads all the time. Boom. You're smiling at that. You were so big once. It's a funny business how you wind up an announcer for the heavy Jew sitting over here. For kind of...
Heavy Jew.
Well, I know you've been sick and all, but it's a good gimmick. Hey, telethon, you know... Every year he comes out the same with the tuxedo and the gum and the licorice and the bum. Make someone happy. So he comes out here like a fat guy with no tie, bum, 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 and a mercy mission. And it's a good gimmick. It's catching on. But God bless, you're going to be well. I swear to God. Sit on the boat with the wife and the kid, you know, and you have that new wonderful child. How old is the child now?
11.
Yeah, that's... What's the other one in Illinois? He drops him by a train station. He's got... five sons that are sitting home now going, where's the check? The hell with the telethon. We need a check.
You know, I don't think that's far off because I don't believe Jerry Lewis left his kids any money.
Oh, really?
I think his youngest, he had another kid with his last wife that he had, but I don't think his boys got anything.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's one of those good guys on stage, a little challenging off stage. He was given the prestigious Gene Herschel Humanitarian Award by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences in 2009. His last telethon, believe it or not, was 12 years ago. It was in 2010, although he remained pretty invested in the organization. And for more on the MDA, and if you want to donate, visit mda.org.